Reb Chaim, in the Sefer, in Perek Hei, Halacha Beis and Toyin and Nitten, explains that there's a difference between Tashlumin of Mazik and Tashlumin of Chavola. Tashlumin of Mazik, the payment is to make up for the object that was lost. Really, there's a loch, you have to really give back the object that was damaged. But here, since it's damaged, you can't do it. So through the payment of the money, the tashlumin is mashlum the chefetz. And therefore, the Rambam says that if you're a chofer soda, if you dug and did into a person's yard and did damage to his land, so and there's a dispute about it, so there's only a shvus heses, because it's not even that's about how much damage it is, since it's about karka, to make karka ka karka, and therefore there's no shvur because ain't nishpon al karkos. But by chavola, if there'll be a dispute, so as the Rambam says in now psula in Perek Beis Halach Yud Gimel, amalo anasta osivahu omer lo ki ela. Pitisi hareza nishpa shvus hatoira al dmei hatzar. So there, when it mixes, he'll be chayav shvus hatoira, because you don't say there that's mei karka kakarka, because even though adam hukshul hukarkos, because there the payment is not to make up for an object as it is by hezek of mammon, it's a pure chiyuv tashlumin. And therefore, on that, you don't say dmei karka kakarka. And the Rav said that you see also in the Rambam that this could be a machlokes in Rambam Tosis, because the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Gzeila says that if you're mazik, if you steal something and you have to give it back, so you're mekayim the mitzvah of and therefore it's a lava nitil glasein. If you give back the object itself, so you mekayim the aseveshu gzela. But if it was lost and you chayv tashlumin, you're not mekayim the say, but the reason you don't get malchus because it's lav anita klat tashlumin. In the first case, the Ram says you don't get malchus because it's a lav anita klat say. In the second case, where you're only paying because it was lost, so that's only lav anitan l'tashlumin. However, Tosus and Marcus thinks that in both cases that you mekayim the say, it's a lav anita klat say. And the Rav explained because in by gzela, the payment, but by the Toises and I think the Tosfovin Marcus says that it's not, it's even if you, it's also called Lav Anita Klase, because it, by Gzela is that the Tashlumin is, according to Toises, is just to return the Chafetz. The Chafetz is Lord, you can't return it, but this is in lieu of the Chafetz. And that's why Tois says it's lavanita glase. Tois, the Rambam thinks that by gzela, it's not, it's there's a separate chiyuv tashlumin, so it's no longer called lavanita glase. You don't get malchus, it's lavanita tashlumin. Now, Tois and Daphne Tess says, different maxim, that the machloikas between Yishmael and Rekiva, that there's a dual machloikas. One machloikas is whether you mishaibim b'shur Yishro, and another machloikas is do you pay mate of the mazik or the nizak. And the Rav said it could be that these two machloikas are l'shitason, based on what we quoted before from Chaim, in terms of what's the nature of the tashlumin by mazik. If the nature is, because really you want to do is achsos hachefetz, the money is just in place of the object, trying to bring the object back. So then it would be, you'd pay kimeshui shabo. That would be a way of, through the domim, to calculate what the original object was. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And also, that would be Lishitaso, maybe, that he holds you pay kidmeitiv of the nizak, because since we're here, we're trying to return the object through the mumen to bring it back to what it was, so then it's cheshmet kidei nizak, which is opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, who says that you cheshmet kidmeitiv of the mazik, because he thinks it's a chiv, an independent chiv tashlum, to make up the loss of the money, but not to try to restore the object. Therefore, these two machlokes in the Tosfos could be l'shitason. Is it a chiv tashlumin for the hefsid mamon, or is it that the tashlumin is also meant to restore the object, though not physically, since that's not possible, to restore it through the tashlumin. Therefore, it would be like Rabbi Shmuel Kidmei Nizek, and it would be like Rabbi Shmuel Kidmei Meshuyah Shabbat.